We're going to go now to Afghanistan, where August has been the deadliest month for U.S. troops in almost a decade of war. 66 soldiers have been killed so far this month. Many died when a helicopter was shot down. Others were killed by improvised explosive devices. The IED is the Taliban's weapon of choice. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports on efforts to counter it.
In the northern city of Mazar-i-Sharif, a British defense contractor, Mick Owen, is teaching Afghan soldiers how to drive remote-controlled cars.
For Westerners, it's a little bit easier, but the guys here, if they've never played with a remote-controlled car, never played on a computer game, then it's more difficult because they're not used to that side of things.
Of course, this remote-controlled robot is not a toy. It has thick rubber treads, an extendable arm with a clamp, and video cameras. So the driver, ideally an Afghan soldier standing a safe distance away and taking cover, can disable a landmine or booby trap. A similar robot featured in the movie The Hurt Locker. D-miners and bomb squads have used them since the 1970s in places like Northern Ireland. Hand-picked Afghan soldiers and police from across the security forces are enrolled in a course on detecting and defusing IEDs, which have become the leading killer of both civilians and soldiers by the insurgency. The Afghans have decades of experience with landmines. Some of these skills translate, and so do the risks, says Noor Hamid, an Afghan explosive ordnance disposal teacher.
We have a saying that the first fall of the EU demon is the last fall of his life.
But IEDs are more sinister than the leftover landmines Afghanistan has dealt with for so many years. They're deliberately concealed in areas of heavy military traffic, which are often used by non-combatants as well. According to the United Nations, a third of all civilian casualties in Afghanistan are now caused by insurgent IEDs. That's a 17% increase since last year. NATO is training Afghans to become the teachers of counter-IED courses, like Lal Agha, who led a recent course punctuated by the sounds from a nearby firing range. Agha says the insurgents are afraid to fight head-on with American or Afghan soldiers, so they use IEDs.
The IED is a very effective weapon now for Taliban because they don't fight with the Afghan National Army face by face. And the IED method is the best method for them.
The IED is the best method?
Yeah, the IED is the best method in this time.
Is it easy for them, the IED?
Yeah, it is very easy and it has a very good effect.
There is growing concern that as U.S. troops draw down, Afghans may not be up to the task of countering IEDs. That's not least because the U.S. hasn't managed to defeat the weapon, even after spending about $17 billion over 5 years on it. With each countermeasure, the insurgents adapt within months, and IEDs continue to kill and maim U.S. soldiers at as high a rate as ever. With each generation of armored vehicles, insurgents in Afghanistan have increased the size of their bombs, mostly made with materials smuggled from Pakistan. The bombs often have no metal parts to avoid detection. When U.S. troops leave, Afghans will never be able to match such costly efforts. But Lal Agha says he's hoping they won't have to.
If they solve the political problem with government, I think it will be solved in a very short time.
Agha's hope is that a political solution will end the war and the IED threat with it. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.